A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
It's Thursday, the 30th of July, and our word for today comes from John chapter 3, verses 10 to 13. Jesus is in a conversation with Nicodemus, a leading Pharisee. Verse 10. Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." Here is Jesus telling Nicodemus that spiritual truth cannot come from man. And there is a strong allusion to the verse we looked at yesterday in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4, which begins, "Who has ascended to heaven and come down?" You see, what Ego is telling us in his introduction to the epilogue of the book of Proverbs is what Jesus is referring to, which is that wisdom can only come from God. And the person from whom it comes supremely is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom of God. He is the one who has bridged the divide between heaven and earth. Jesus came not just as a messenger of God, but as God in person. The preacher last Sunday used the illustration of the Mona Lisa painting, one of the most enigmatic paintings in the world. That strange smile, is it a smile? We don't know. And he used the example, imagine you could actually meet Leonardo da Vinci. He could tell you the meaning of the painting. He could say, yes, this was what I meant to convey. This was what lies behind it. This was the person. This is why she is smiling or not smiling. We would get it from the Creator. And that's the same of God. The only wisdom we can get that makes sense is the wisdom that the Creator gives us. You see, the philosophy that fills our world is the philosophy of existentialism, which is this idea of we get meaning from our existence. We make our own meaning. That panders to human pride, doesn't it? But you see, the Bible tells us, no, our meaning does not come from ourselves. Our meaning comes from the fact that somebody is the Creator and has revealed himself to us. And that is the Almighty God who has revealed himself in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we refuse God's wisdom, what we are doing is embracing darkness. That's why our world is in darkness. So we've seen that Proverbs 30 is teaching us, firstly, to know our place, verses 1 to 3 of chapter 30, and secondly, to know God. We'll return to this tomorrow. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your wonderful revelation in your word. Please, would it be precious to us. Please, would we love it and live by it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.